So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin lezevech behema bal asmum lavoidus kechavim shuhu pater. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti lashem levade. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the only time someone's chayef is shechting lavoidus zara is if this is something that you could have brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that a behema bal asmum, you can't be makriv laHaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's for that reason, if somebody would be zoyveach lavoidus zara behema bal asmum, he would be potter. It's mavur in Rabbi Yochanan's memra that the pasuk that says zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti lashem levadai is an azar lavoy dezar. Zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam, meaning if somebody shechts lavoy dezar yacharam, he is going to be chay misa. What do you do with your karbonis? Bilti lashem levadai. You have to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch. The truth is, it's a mavurish of Braisa and Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Amud Beis in this parallel sugya. Tanu Rabban. Ilu nemar zoyveach yacharam, had it said in that pasuk of zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam, just zoyveach yacharam, I would have thought bezoyveach kachem b'chutz akasam b'daber. What the pasuk is talking about, someone's shechting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but he's shechting it b'chutz. Talmud loymar, it's for that reason it says zoyveach lo Elohim, and lo Elohim means bezoyveach lavoy dezor akasam b'daber. We're talking about somebody that shecht in lavoy dezor. In lo bezoyveach, I would know only zoyveach. Mekatim menasech minayin. Talmud loymar bilti lashem levadoi rikain ho avoydes kulon lashem am yochid. All avoydes have to be done dafka lashem am yochid. They have to be done dafka for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But al kaparim it's mefurish in this brisa. What the great Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is that when it says in the Torah zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti lashem levadoi zoveach lo Elohim yacharam means that a person is not allowed to shecht an animal le avodah zarah. And the truth is, if you think about it, it has to be that's what it means. I mean, what else does zoveach lo Elohim yacharam mean? Yacharam means chayiv misa. So when would you be chayiv misa for doing a maisa shechita? L'chayrif, you shecht avodah zarah, right? What else? So it's posh. Like, what's even the other side? So when it says, Zoyveach lo Elohim yachram, the chayra, it's so obvious, which is why there's a price in Sanhedrin Samach Amud Beis. And which is why we have Rabbi Yechanan's memory here in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, that it means if someone shechts Avodah Zarah, he's going to be chayak misa. Now it's poshut, of course. Chazal say it. But if you think about it, it's really not poshut. And the reason it's not poshut is, because if you have a posik in the Torah that says, Zoyveach lo Elohim, what will you think it means? You're shechting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's true, we know Avodah Zarah is referred to as Elohim. Elohim Acherim. Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Alpana. It's the second of the Ten Commandments. But whenever the Torah refers to Getchkes, although it will sometimes use the word Elohim, Sha'al Harishayna Manu Mitztaren, Ki Yodua, but it's always with the suffix of Elohim Acherim to understand and to explain that we mean other gods. Every single time it says the word Elohim in the Torah, Vayedaber Elohim Amoy Shalemer, who are we talking about? It's always Bereshis Bar Elohim Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. It's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course that's what it is. So Avada, it's nicker from the context of the pasuk that when it says Zoyveach lo Elohim Yachram, what it means is Avodah Zarah, and that's Pshan and the Braisa, and that's Pshan Rabbi Yechanan's Memra. Or at the very least, you have to understand the pasuk. Like, what's going on over here? Why would the Torah all of a sudden refer to Stam Elohim as Avodah Zarah? Chalila, Hechamatzinu, something like that. Again, Alarishayinamanu Mitztarim on Elohim Acherim. This is Elohim Mavish. And also, where'd Chazal see it? Again, they saw it from the word Yachram, but something's not clapping over here. What? Sarich Bir. So the truth is, if you look at Rashi Ala Torah addresses it. And he dresses it with a Diktuk Rashi. Why? And this is, I guess, part of why this is an overlooked Rashi. Because all Diktuk Rashis are overlooked, let's be honest. But this is a Diktuk Rashi. And Rashi says like this. Rashi says that the Pshutai Shal Mikra of this Pasuk Elohim means Avodah Zarah. And the reason the Pshutai Shal Mikra over here could mean Avodah Zarah, even though Elohim is always referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because the Pasuk says Lo Elohim with a kametz. And being that it says it with a kametz, the kametz means that I'm telling you now something about something that I previously, and maybe even more recently, told you something. So if it said Leilokim, Or if it said it with a shva, le elikim, so then the word elikim would be in a vacuum, and you would touch the word elikim the way you always touch the word elikim. And elikim in kala tayrukul is a lashon kodesh. So here too, zayveach le elikim, or le elikim, would for sure mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But being that it says it with a kametz, so the kametz fadres the Indian a little bit. And the kametz says, lo elikim means something that's a dover noida, something that I told you about b'makom acher, and probably not so long ago. So says Rashi, if you go back in the Torah, this is a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, right? So if you go back in the Torah and you say, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Klal Yisrael about Elohim earlier? It said, lo yeh lecha elohim acher malpanai. This lo elohim with a kametz traces this word to a word that you had previously. And over there, you had the concept of elohim acherim, which is an Isra Avodah Zarah. And so Rashi, when the Torah said, lo yeh lecha elohim acherim malpanai, it just said, thou shalt not worship Avodah Zarah. What's the punishment for someone that worships Avodah Zarah? That it doesn't say. That's what this pasuk is coming to be marba. This pasuk is saying that zoyveach lo elohim, which elohim? Yena lo yeh lecha elohim acherim malpanai. And here, you don't have to say elohim acherim, because really, the word Elohim is a reference to that Elohim Acherim, and Darton states Elohim Acherim. So I could be Makatzer over here. So over here it says, Zoyvech Elohim Yen Elohim Yachrim. You should know what's the halach. The halach is going to be Chai Mitzah. What do you do with all your karbonis built to Hashem Levade? The only thing you have to do with this is you have to bring it by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Rashi was muching. Very, very much. Very much. I understand it has to mean that Elohim is Avodah Zarah. And it's before Shechazal. It's not negotiable. We're not negotiating this. That's not what's happening over here. We understand that. We're just muching that. Why would the Torah refer to Avodah Zarah as Elohim when Avodah Zarah is always Elohim Acherim? The Teretz is, it works. If you know grammar, you know diktuk, it works. Because it says, lo Elohim with a comet, and Rashi says that's really not the way it should have said it. It should have said it either with a shva, or it should have said it le Elohim. And being that it went ahead and it said it with a comet, it's coming to tell me something more than voshtet. It's a pasuk that's latching itself on. It's a hemshech to something that I previously had not so long ago, several psukim earlier. In the Aseres Adibris, we had lo yeh lecha elohim acherim malpanai. So this elohim is really a reference to yena elohim acherim. Right, again, it's mamish the same minyan. Here it said, thou shalt not worship elohim acherim. Here it's saying, what happens if you worship elohim acherim? It's the same exact thing, but that's why he didn't need the word of Acherim, and that's why in Pshutai Shal Mikra Mamish, Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yachrom, this Elohim means not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather what it means is Avodah Zarah. I was mind a little bit in the Rishonim, pulled out as many Rishonim that I was able to pull off my shelf, and really, you see the Rishonim all mutchered with this a little bit. It is a hard pasuk, because the pasuk means Avodah Zarah, but it sounds like it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's a very, very hard pasuk. And this fashidin of pshatim and the fashidin of rishonim, it's always that way, right? That's not a kutz, not a chiddush. Not a chiddush to see five different pshatim if you open up five different rishonim. Just to get a little bit of a time, I saw in the Sfarna says like this. This is how he teaches the pasuk. Zoyveach lo elohim yachram, l'chol ha'elohois yachtav. Meaning, l'elohim means everything. It means all getchkes. It means lahavdil alef alfei avdalis HaKadosh Baruch Hu bereishis bara elikim. It also means the Elohim Acherim. And over here, you can't say that the word Elohim means only Avodah Zarah, because it doesn't say Elohim Acherim. But at the same time, it's muchach mitoicha inyin that it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Pshutai Shal Mikra says this funny, you know what's going on in this pasuk? It means if somebody would shecht, person says, Ich will din and I'll have the Zuras. Le Rabbi is going to din a Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. Yachram is going to be Chayim Misa. Bilti Lashem Levali. What is this in essence? What this in essence is Shittuf. Oh, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Amar Rashbi. What's the Makar to the Issa Shittuf? This Pasik. Zoveach Lalihim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levali. So it says this Sforna, everybody always learns, where do you see Shittuf? You see it in the safe of the Pasik. Bilti Lashem Levali. Says the Sforna, I think you see it in the Reish of the Pasik also. That's the way you have to learn the word, La Elohim over here. Elohim means everything, and that's what's going on here. I'll tell you another very interesting thing I saw just going through the Rishonim, and that is Devin Ezra. The Ramban brings this Devin Ezra. This is one of the Devin Ezra's that the Ramban is very not happy about, where the Ramban comes guns blazing and he uses Sharfa Lashonis. The Hevel Yiftzapir. That's the Lashon that the Ramban uses. But the Devin Ezra says, and this is not so much in terms of teaching the word La Elohim, but just in his narrative of these psukim. Devin Ezra says that, I don't know why the Torah have to say so. I know from the Aseres HaDibris, what's this pasuk coming to be mechadish? Now, if you'd ask the man on the street, he would tell you, Number one, again, the man that's learning Daf Yomi. Number one, he would say, it's teach me the chemisa, it's a shittuf, right? There's different things that are going on over here. But Tevenezer was muching, and this is why the Ramban says, Hevel Yiftzapil. He says, I know what you're talking about. There's no chiddush in this pasuk. Open a Gemara, you'll see there's a lot of chiddushim in this pasuk. But Al Kabanim, this is what Tevenezer said. He says, look at the next pasuk. Zoyvech lo lehim yachram bilti lashem levadoi viger, a convert, lo yisoyin of a loysel chatzenu, kiger meyisim be'eretz mitzrayim. The next pasuk is talking about a ger. Says Nevin Ezra that you want to know what's going on in this pasuk. That by the Seris Hadibris Herstamaisa, Kaddish Baruch Hu said, thou shalt not be Oved Avodah Zarah. But when the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, thou shalt not be Oved Avodah Zarah, he was talking to all the Yidin that were there. Right? Inside. Al derech habshat. In a medaber al Yisrael, this pasuk. Kikfar hizr al zebet dibur sheni. Rak bavur hager. Hakosuv Acher of Nemarzeh. It's referring to the ger that's mentioned in the next pasuk, and he was never told that he's not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. And it's for that reason Torah has to say Zoyvech Olihim Yochram Bilti Lashem Levadoi. And Ramban heard this and he said Hevel Yiftzapiu. First of all, we know the ger in war at Haras is every single lav in the Torah. We're gonna have to chazer over now because of the ger. He grabbed the eds. Does Devin Ezra that the pasuk right before that is called Shoychev the Mehem Amos Yumas? She says really Neof is also mentioned. But again, the ger wasn't there, so that was also being chazed over for him. As I state in Ebenezer, but one gishmak is ach, and that is, again, you have to know what pshat in the Ebenezer is. It's not Hevel Yiftzapil. I mean, the Ramban said that, but obviously, there's a pshat in the Ebenezer. But one gishmak is ach, and that is that Ebenezer is saying that this pasuk of Zevech Lelihim Yochram Bilti Lashem Levadoi is talking to the ger. It's a special azara for the ger. Demon says, I saw the Bechar Shar, also one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Tosfos. The Bechar Shar, he says the same thing that Devin Ezra says. So what, Devin Ezra and the Bechar Shar were both heavily yiftzapil, but that was miyashiv zayin. But the bottom line is, the Bechar Shar says the same exact thing, that this pasuk is talking to the ger. So it could be just one gishmak azach, and that is, if this pasuk is coming, l'rabbis the ger, you have to miyashiv the Raman's kashas. But that's when it's coming to be l'rabbis. This pasuk, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amal Aleph, this is the Makar Teshitov. We know that a Ben Noyach, according to many, is not Muzer al Shito. So it could be it's very Gishmak. The Pasik that's coming to be Mechadish to Isra by the Zara to the Ger. So this is what we tell. We know you always had an Isra by the Zara. But till now, you were okay, if you wanted to be over the Shituf. But now you're a ger, and because you're a ger, now you're a yid. And a yid, Zaydech, Lalihim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levadai. Now already there's a halach of Shituf. And Ezra and the Bechar Shay say both. In Pshutai Shal Mikra, this pasuk is talking to the ger. That's why here in the Parasha to the ger, with Mechadish, the halach of Shituf. Like those Rishonim, Vadvar Matik, and all the Rebbeites, that Ben Noach maybe is not Muzar al Shituf. But I just want to end with one Indian. One Indian, and that is, there's a whole nother derech in this. There's a whole nother derech in this pasuk. Zoyvech lo lehim yachram bilti lasham levad. Again, what's the problem with this inyan? It's because it's clear that the pasuk means avodah zarah. It's clear from the fact that yichayv misa. It's mefurish in a brayz in Sanhedrin samach amadeis. It's Rabbi Yechanan's memra in avodah zarah and alaf amad alaf ba'id mar mekaynus. It's clear that's the way it is. If that's the case, so why would the Torah say Elohim, which sounds like Bereshis bar Elohim, and not say Elohim Achim? Rashi says the answer is in the comments, versus the Shval. That's what Rashi says. Sforna says his pshat, different Yerushalayim, Yesh Bekai v'Yesh Bekai, right? Each one went ahead and made his own shvil in terms of trying to make sense of what's going on over here. But if you look at the Ramban at the end of his pirish on this pasuk, so Ramban, like he very often does, starts talking a little cryptically. He says as follows, V'yesh bekan oid b'derech hazeh soid amok. There's a very deep secret in this pasuk. Yuvan mimenu inyan akarbonos. And from this secret, you'll be able to understand the inyan akarbonos. V'yochel hamaskil l'daitoi mimashe kosavnu memakam acher. And the maskil, the person that understands, will be able to figure out what I mean, memakam acher. V'unkelis romas loid bekan. And Unkelus was also miramis to it. We're going to be miramis it as well. When we get there, so says the Ramban that the truth is the truth is that if you want to understand this pasuk properly, you have to know Teres HaSoid a little bit, because there's a Soid Amuk going on in this pasuk. And when you understand the Soid Amuk, you'll have a better appreciation for how it's possible that the Torah would say Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yachram, referring to a getchka, the greatest abomination in the world, mamish with the Shema Kodesh, mamish. What exactly is that Soid Amuk? So that's obviously way, way, way above my pay grade. I mean, if it said soid, it would be above our pay grade. If the Ramban says it's a soid amuk, then obviously there's nothing to even talk about. Stating that there is a klorzach that we could take out from this soid amuk, and this Be'ezer Hashem will be the topic of tomorrow's raid.